Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa. Africa.
He joins us on the line this afternoon. Kampokekana, how you doing?
Very well, and how are you, Tatu?
Pushka nominee. Hey? Why push at about Tompone? First of all, Tompo, we just wanted to say congratulations on the nomination. Honestly, it's such a proud, proud moment to see a South African again standing in line with the greatest of the world to say that that was the best goal. When you heard the announcement and when you got the news, what was your reaction?
Well, I was a bit mixed emotion because we still mourning, you know, the loss, the brother, you know, Anele Nkonqa. So I got the news and everybody was so excited, you know, to be part of the FIFA again because
it's the second time.
This is the second time, yeah. So I was happy. I was just not happy. So I don't know how to describe the feeling, but it's something that I should be proud of. And I should be proud of the work that I always put in. You know, this kind of shows, as you always, as you mentioned before, that this is something that I always do. It's crazy because I have a team that allows me to do all these crazy things. But they work out on matches that we really need the most. And
yeah.
I'm just fortunate to be nominated again. I don't know whether I should call myself a lucky boy or
talented.
Something that I really deserve. So, yeah.
Talented, talented, Tompo. Don't mince down on you. You're talented, my brother.
So if that is the talent, then I should thank God for the talent. I should thank, you know, the teammates for allowing me to always, you know, showcase my talent, even when, like I said, they look crazy because you don't go from that far. So. So, yeah, I'm just excited that I'm going to be part of the top 10 goals that I've scored in the calendar year in the 2020. More than anything, I'm representing South Africa again. More than anything, I'm representing Africa again. So, still lucky because FIFA no knows my name. So you must just say some poor village boy can kind of help me now. They put that in the hall of fame in the FIFA, you know, in the FIFA offices. That would be nice.
You know, Tompo, you're saying Tompo village boy, Kekana, but we all know footballers' stories. Everybody has a story. Diego Maradona, the late, also has a story. I mean, in 2016, to be nominated alongside people who also probably come from the same backgrounds you do, we just not told these stories. Well, Lionel Messi, Neymar, that was in 2016. And this time around, you've been nominated alongside Luis Suarez. So it's really just saying that your talent stands there above the rest. You know, being nominated against people that you watch week in, week out, FIFA, you visit China, emulate them, and this is you now.
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, sometimes when you are kids, the only thing that you have ever dreamed of is to be in this stage where you have to compete with the world. And now that you are there, the feeling is different. You know, you're no longer as overwhelmed as you always do, but, you know, they get me as a surprise. It is whenever I look at the videos of the goals that I've scored, they don't look real. It doesn't feel like it's the person. I'm the person who actually scored them. So, yeah, I still try to find the feeling of excitement. I hope I will find you know, something that will trigger my emotion to be excited about it. But yeah, more than anything, I guess. Going with the flow, and I love the feeling that I'm still trying to perfect the product and trying to make sure that I always compete in this level.
You know, speaking of competition, I also know, as Mamelodi Sundowns, there's one team that is a thorn in your side. Did you score the cracker because you're like, I can lap you like a Cape Town City? Especially at Lucas Moulipe Stadium and in Pretoria, hey? At Loftus Versfeld as well.
They are actually a difficult team to
play against.
But when that goal went in, I was like, okay, this is the night where we should be, you know, happy that we're going to beat this team. but we didn't have that opportunity. We end up sharing this point, but
yeah.
I believe on the game, on the day, when I look at the goal, I think we deserve to win that match with that goal. Supposed to be a match winner, you know.
You know, I just love the fact that I know that Cape Town City is a very, very difficult team, and that goal also shows the desperation, but also knowing that as a captain, I need to put myself out there and make sure that these guys, the citizens, go back without a point. Unfortunately, you shared the spoils, but that is the story also behind this world-nominated goal.
Yeah, actually. I just believe this kind of goals, they serve a different meaning to me, because there's so much that I put in this technique that I use in every goal that I score, and people don't know that sometimes I practice barefoot at Lorgov. You know, I take off the boots and I practice barefoot.
Tumble.
Just to try to perfect it, because sometimes I have to have a feeling of the ball, you know. I have to have a feeling of the ball that I've struck it so well, you know. So it is crazy, because there's so many things that that's why after scoring, there's so much emotions in it, because of when I remember the work that I have to put in, you know. Sometimes, you know, like I said, I take off the boot and I take off the sock. I use barefoot to really, really try to perfect the technique. So yeah, there's so many things that goes through this emotions of me being nominated, and I believe if people who really, really knows the work that I put in, I'm a team. So I should be proud of the work that I put in, to be honest. And Tato,
we're all very proud of it.
Yeah.
We're all very, very proud of it, Lompo. You know, I think head and shoulders and above the rest, season in, season out. And I mean, people must realize what kind of a team you're captaining. You're captaining Mamelodi Sundowns, which has produced the likes of Keegan Dolly, Bongani Zungu, Percy Tau, currently Themba Zwane, and you are captain. And that's a big leadership role. So congratulations on the nomination.
Thank you so much. But also, Tompo, going
back to this very, 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 very difficult week, how is the team doing after the untimely loss of Anele Nqonga? I know that the team is very close. It's more like a family unit at Mamelodi Sundowns. Once everything is almost not even settled down, but how is everyone doing?
Well, at the moment, I'm speaking to you, we're going to jump into a team bus. We're going to Anela's house just to try and be with the family for a little while, just before they go off to Cape Town. Yeah, it has been a sad a week for us, to be honest. Because, you know, we have been with Anela for so many years. With this traveling, of going to the Champions League and back, we became so close, like a family. It's not even funny, because we have shared so many, you know, moments, beautiful moments and crazy moments together. Mm. Where I believe we have lost a brother. We have lost somebody who, I believe, the younger ones have learned so much from him. In terms of you know, guiding them. So you can see the younger ones, when we go to Florcorp, they were just not happy. They were sad. You could see that they were not in a good space. But we will try and allow them this space, you know, to mourn. At the same time, the sooner we accept, the better, because everybody has his own way of gonna live
of
the world.
Him.
But more than anything, we just have to accept and try to leave everything to the man above.
That is true, Tompo. If you could just also pass our condolences, mine specifically, also to the rest of the team, the Yellow Nation, and let
Thank
them know, because I think we've all been touched in South Africa. It was really, really shocking on Monday to hear those news. Well, Hlompho, let me let you get going and go through Lilobona, the family and so forth. Congratulations again about that Poshka. Kupa kupa ko feleche.
No, o ka tsama le nna go go fitse. So, o ka ya, sentu felicitate because aba ba are.
No, I'll make sure ka ponza ponza go e pila because I mean Hlompho, you must stop embarrassing us on social media.
I'll try. Ke tlo ba tla le sponsor sa suit.
Hlompho, thank you so much. Congratulations on the nomination.
A 360 degree view on sports.